Chapter 9. Approaching a City. Hamit and I walked in front of the camels until we came to some rocks below a cliff. Suddenly, Hamit called me.
"Look down there,"
he said, pointing between two rocks. I saw water at the bottom, but the opening was too small to reach it. We found a wider opening between the rocks a few meters away. Hamit stretched his hand down and brought up some of the precious liquid.
"The water's sweet," he said,
tasting it and smiling. He was right. It was the sweetest, most delicious water I've ever tasted. I called my companions.
"Don't drink too quickly,"
I advised them. But we all drank enthusiastically and as a consequence suffered from terrible stomach ache. After this, we filled goatskins with water and gave it to the camels to drink. We filled them many times. Camels can drink a lot of water. Then we stored water for our journey. Before dark, on the 30th of September, we reached a nomad's camp. Hamit brought us some meat and a large bowl full of milk. We enjoyed this delicious meal very much.
"I think these people have found some of your things," Hamit told me, showing me an ornamental globe.
It was mine. The nomads also had some of the clothes stolen from our boxes when we were first shipwrecked. Were these the same people we had first met on dry land? Where was the terrible old man who had killed our passenger, Antonio Michel, for no reason? We looked at our stolen clothes with strange feelings. We had been in the same torn and dirty clothes for so long now, we could hardly imagine that these fresh, untorn clothes had once been ours. But if these were the same nomads from the beginning of our nightmare, then we had come full circle. I understood. We must be somewhere near our wrecked ship. Early the following morning, we started to travel northwest. After about 60 kilometers, there were more bushes and more people in the area. We were in the direction of a city, though we still had a long distance to travel. A tribe invited us to stay at their camp. These people had about 50 very thin sheep. They were very hospitable and let us collect sticks to make a fire. Then they brought us as much milk as we could drink. Hamit bought a sheep from them for $7, the last of his money. On the 2nd of October, the tribe left their camp and we travelled with them. When the sheep couldn't go any further, our masters killed it and threw it on the back of a camel. Later we cooked it and had a delicious meal. We slept well that night. We travelled through the desert for 17 more days and rode or walked about 70 kilometres a day. We were all exhausted, in pain, and very irritable. Saeed was a cruel man, and the burning sun made him more aggressive than usual. Then Mr. Savage forgot to tie the large camel, and it escaped, so Saeed hit him with a stick. After that, he started to hit the other men too, and this made them all furious. My men began to be suspicious of Hamit and his brother.
"They're never going to take us to Mogador," Mr. Savage exclaimed.
The others agreed, and I began to believe them. Then, one night, I heard the sound of the sea. "We're approaching the Empire of Morocco," I told them. "Soon we'll escape this terrible desert." This gave us all new hope. Soon we saw some goats and sheep. They belonged to a family of nomads in this area. They welcomed us and offered us drink and a special dessert. It was a type of bread with sweet milk in the centre. This was the most delicious food I have ever tasted, and it was our first bread since we left the ship. After eating it, we were all in much better spirits. But the following day and night, we travelled about 110 kilometres and had nothing to eat at all. When we finally stopped to rest, we noticed a very short green plant growing from the ground. Mr. Savage pulled one out and put it in his mouth. This plant also grew in the United States, and it was poisonous. We called it Indian tobacco. Although it didn't kill you, it made you very ill. "Don't eat that!" I shouted. But it was too late. Soon Mr. Savage lay on the ground in terrible pain.
"Lazy old man!"
shouted Seed, and started to hit him until Hammett stopped him. Poor Mr. Savage was in a terrible state, and much too ill to eat that day.